Hello, is it me you're looking for? Do you wonder where I am? What's the next line?
I can see it in your eyes.
Hello, everyone. That is Michaela, and she said she knows that song from Trolls, not from Lionel Richie. I, on the other hand, know it from Lionel Richie, if that says anything about how old AF I am. So we are here in Big Bear. You guys know why. Holly went to town and forced me and Michaela to do this because Holly has not caught up on her New York and Southern charm. Michaela has. So she is tired AF, as we all are, and sunburn, but we're going to give this a shot.
I'm only caught up because I don't have a life, so I live off of Bravo and watching TV, so I will add that in.
Okay. Stop making troll faces. Okay. Guys, welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I am Sarah C. This is...
Michaela?
Yeah. And we're going to start talking about Southern charm the last couple weeks, but I mean, let's really cut to the chase here. Like, how about Naomi?
Yeah.
The other night?
I can't. Like I was telling you earlier, if I heard the word thirsty out of her mouth one more time, I was just about to shut the TV off. I just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah. I mean, come on, let's face it, Naomi. You went out of your way to say, I've known Craig 8 years. Okay, well, if you knew him 8 years, why didn't you date him before? Why did you only start dating him once he was on a TV show?
And I find, too, that she was just the girlfriend, and now all of a sudden you see her on every episode, and she always has some kind of something to say. I don't know.
Yeah, I really don't see how she's really any different than Peyton. Whether you like Peyton or not, I mean, we both saw her on the Schlep show, and... like, yeah, it's like, you know, you could take her or leave her. But now I'm Team Peyton, and that's thanks to you, Naomi.
Yeah. You know, honestly, on that show, too, I only watched a few episodes because, let's face it, it was pretty terrible. But I
don't know
really like
worse, that or Jackson Brittany to Kentucky. They were both pretty terrible.
Yeah, that I would agree with that.
And yet, I still watched. Much like I'm watching X on the Beach, which is also terrible.
Yeah, well, with Peyton, I did not like her. I just felt like she was kind of one of those girls that, like, if she wasn't the center of attention, she'd have a meltdown. Like that one episode where she did get hammered. Yeah, and she just had a full-on meltdown. And it's like, you're on a show where you're trying to win the heart of Shep, you know, like The Bachelor, Bachelorette, where you know there's going to be other women. So I don't understand why you haven't quite grasped
like The Bachelor,
that concept. So why you're angry if he's spending... I don't know. But anyways, point being is I agree. I totally did
and
not like her.
We both liked Naomi when she first came on the show. We both liked her. So we are not being like, we don't like this crew. She made us not like her. Like
oh,
the first
so
couple
bummed.
Years, I liked her. And then last year, she really grated on my nerves. Naggy, negative Nancy, like...
See, and even last year, I was still cool with her. And then I would have to say probably her sit down with Craig. What was that last 2 weeks ago, two episodes ago, where he had kind of been holding out that they were going to get back together?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a huge turning point where I started slowly declining on liking her. And yeah, after that little luncheon or whatever it was. But
yeah, she's like, what have you done? He's like, well...
And he named it.
Yeah, he's
he
like, well, I
so
bought a rental property. He talks a lot like Sandoval. Bought a rental property. I graduated law school. He graduated the 93 percentile of the bar.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he did something else. And she's like, that's nothing. And he's like, but you still live under your parents. So
I love that. I love that. And I will have to say this last week, my favorite part of the entire episode is I do think Craig's feeling a little vindicated this season because he has probably seen this side or known this side of her. And so when he was saying, it's great seeing this Naomi out in public so people can see what she did. Like normally she's behind the doors of our home feeding on Craig's soul.
Yeah.
Like it just... It really made me laugh.
I mean, and then like she's stalking him, she's tracking him, she is like, and then mad if he said, oh, maybe I would go out with a girl. But first of all, he didn't. Second of all, you were broken up. Like,
And she doesn't want him. That's my biggest issue, is like that, want your cake and eat it too. Kind of, I mean, ties in with the Jax and Brittany thing as well, is that he's like, I don't want to be with you. I can't do this, or, you know, hooking up with other women. But then it drives him insane. The whole Spots, whatever that guy's name, Spots Megrim. Yeah. Right. So it's just kind of like these people need to make up their mind.
Yeah. I mean, and come on, let's face it. What kind of guy ever says after a breakup, you know, I'm just not ready. I'm not interested in hooking up with a girl, dating a girl. I'm not ready. And I'm hoping maybe we'll get back together. It's like, that's what every girl wants to hear.
Yeah, but never, Craigs do not exist.
Never hears that.
Right. And I honestly wasn't really a big Craig fan. He's always kind of annoyed me a little bit. He just kind of seems a little uptight. And yeah, but no, this season, definitely, I'm really starting to turn.
Yeah, and I'm really digging his sewing storyline and last year's gardening storyline. And I'm really digging the pillowcases. I can relate to you, Craig, because I also had a pillowcase making fetish at one point in my life. And my sister would make fun of me. She was like, they're so ugly. I'm like, they're so, I still stand by them. I think they're the most beautiful things I've ever created, or anyone. And she's like, but I was hand sewing them because I don't know how to use a sewing machine. Even though, well, I got a D- in home ec for that semester. Even though we did run a clothing sewing manufacturing company. So I was hand sewing it really barbarically, but they're still beautiful. So I get you, Craig. I'm here for it.
I love that he's so open about it. I feel like we kind of live in a world today where a lot of people are afraid to be themselves just because of social media and people behind a keyboard. It's so easy to let people know that it's just uncool.
What you're into.
Yeah,
especially
right.
Like guys and southern guys. It's like Thomas and JD. They're just going to drink gentry and smoke cigars and laugh.
And was that not shocking that JD walked in as Donald Trump? I don't know. I just, politics aside, I just kind of felt like him walking in, I was like, all right, that's expected.
He's got a Sheena laugh for me. He's like, she's like, and he's like,
yeah, he does.
Like, that's like smokier or something. I don't know.
That's true. But
they define that old boys southern boy club, like what Catherine says. Like, you know, that's any indication how things are run down here.
Yeah,
like, with
right.
With money.
And I like that they were saying, you know, time's up, no more. We're kind of done dealing with the BS. And that was my biggest thing too. Is Naomi came in really hot with that whole situation, and I understand what's JD's wife's
Elizabeth.
Yeah, I get that was one of her closest friends at the time. I did like. I know we were saying this earlier too when Cameron was on Watch What Happens Live. She tends to side with Craig, but when asked about the JD Elizabeth situation, she did say she believed Naomi, which I thought was really cool. Like, that's telling, because I do feel like she's really straightforward and direct and honest. She doesn't care about pleasing people.
She's pretty balanced.
Right. So that was, I don't know, that was a big indicator to me supporting Naomi, because I know Elizabeth now has like kind of turned on her, right?
Yeah, well, on social media, it certainly seems like that. On the show, I think they're kind of she's going back and forth. So we'll see how that plays out. It'll be interesting to see if they're still friends right now, currently.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it from their, like, Twitter. I don't know if it's Twitter or Instagram or whatever they're posting on.
Exactly.
Follow with them. But
I do want to say one thing I like about Naomi. First of all, I liked her old nose. I think she looks really pretty with her new nose, but I liked her old unique nose. But the one thing I love most about Naomi is her huge, giant cat.
Oh, yes.
Isn't it Gizmo?
Yeah. I think that's his name, right?
I love that cat.
Yeah,
that cat was a star last season. And then this last episode, she was feeding him. I'm like, he's like a raccoon.
Yeah, that's true. Looks beautiful.
Reminds me of Motley a little bit.
Yeah, no,
but he's like
true.
Three times the size. Michaela has a cat, Motley, and he's like a raccoon, but Gizmo is like three times the size.
Yeah, way bigger. Yeah, I did appreciate the cat scene. I actually loved it last season, though, too, when Craig would be sewing, and he'd be looking back at Gizmo and having, like, conversations with him. So it was just, like, in a whole, it just kind of completed Craig for me.
Now, since you're pregnant, would you like Michael the butler to come over and rub your feet
No, only because I'm the type of pregnancy, well, pregnant woman. This is my second. I just don't want to be touched. It's yeah. like I have my toddler running all over me all yeah. day long, wanting to be held or bugging me. I shouldn't say that. I love her to death, but you know, just all over. And yeah, I
wanting to be in your company.
Yeah. So yeah, no, don't touch me. I'd rather just sit alone in a room and stare at a wall for an hour, and then that would recharge. Yeah.
Well, speaking of parenting, then Thomas goes into giving JD parental advice. I'm like, this is the scariest storyline yet.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I don't want to say delusional, but the guy, I mean, he really doesn't quite understand just why things have gone the way they have. I just feel like he always throws Catherine under the bus, even if they're in a good place. It's just always gone back on her, and it killed me when she asked what the kids were going to be for Halloween. It's yeah. like, I can't even imagine, you know, even if you aren't a mother, it still is odd. Like that's just
Ashley met them not only after only 1 week, but on Mother's Day.
That was disgusting, and I would have slapped her, honestly. When she had to throw that little bit in, I was so proud of Catherine for just taking it together and being mature, right? Especially since we've seen her in the past lose it. So I thought that was really cool of her to just let, and I think she probably knew what she was doing. She probably knew that Ashley chick was trying to get to her and set her off.
Now, and speaking of Catherine and Ashley, like, Catherine's phone is shattered to pieces, and yet Thomas is paying for Ashley's condo. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, that's crazy to me. Everything about her rubs me wrong, but I'm so happy, though, what I have seen on social media is everyone's definitely calling her out. Like, I haven't really seen any support on her side. I do feel like people are kind of calling it out.
She made herself private all of a sudden because there's some kind of lawsuit now against Thomas.
Oh.
He paid somebody off for something. I just heard about it, so I have to research that. But yeah, so people are coming at her too. But I'm not saying that Thomas should be paying for Catherine's way, but why is he paying for this bitch's condo when, the mother of his children has like a shattered phone, which seems a little unsafe for toddlers.
No, the biggest red flag for me was the fact that Ashley spotted him in a bar and told him to come over to her.
Yeah.
That right there, I don't know. It was just a little odd to me. And then moves across
the country a couple months later.
Or yeah.
She pulled a Britney.
Yeah. Oh, don't get me started on Brittany.
So then we go over and Shep meets up with Peyton, and she kind of tells Shep she's been hanging out with Austin, like, and Shep's like, you know, because he always gets it going and then he drops a ball and Austin picks up the pieces. Like, he got Chelsea, now he got Peyton. So it's kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah, Shep is a hot mess. And it sucks because honestly, I had the biggest crush on him the first season or so. Yeah. I was like, honestly, I thought he was the full package. I thought he was attractive. He had wit. He was intelligent. You know, he just seemed like he had it all. And over the last few seasons, I just feel like we're seeing that decline.
Yeah.
In all ways. I mean, I just feel like his jokes are getting old and replayed and just, it's just, they're not funny anymore.
He was trying so hard on Watch What Happens Live with Jax, where it almost made Jax come off good. Where I was like, you're really extra douchey tonight and your jokes aren't landing. And he's got that Schwartz thing where he thinks he's being like charming and, oh, Shep. And it's like, no, it doesn't work anymore. Your little puppy dog
thing. I think people see through it.
Yeah, it's over.
And he kind of reminds me of Patrick in the sense of just vocabulary usage.
Word dropping all the time.
Yes. Yeah. Oh.
All the time. Yes.
Yeah. But they remind me of each other a little bit in that sense.
So, well, speaking of Chelsea, I said this last season. To me, she looks like she could be Ariana's sister. And then she's here in this scene talking to her dad about how she's not wanting to get married, and is that weird, and she doesn't know she wants to have kids, and is that weird? And I'm like, once again, she's Ariana.
Yeah, no, that's true. I don't see the resemblance. She's like the
boys' girl.
Yeah, but I totally see what you're saying there.
You don't see the resemblance, huh?
No, I okay. don't. But I will say I've always, Ariana was always one of my favorites. And I feel like I'm kind of always changing tides with who I like, because it just kind of depends on the situation or what's going on. But I really like Chelsea. I feel like she would be a really good girlfriend. She seems super loyal, down to earth, give it to you straight, but also just go with the flow and laid back.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how good of TV that is. So I do feel like
Ariana.
Right. Where I guess, like you and Holly, I always say too, everyone needs, you need each character, or well, I shouldn't say character, but you know, cast member, because they add something to the table. If they were all Stassis or all Lalas, it just wouldn't work.
It'd be too much. Or if they were all Arianas, it'd be too balanced and there'd be
boring. Yeah, right. And not that Ariana's boring.
She's not boring on her own, so it works, because she's a nice, like, you need the salt to your pepper kind of thing. Whereas, like, you just can't have all salt.
Yeah, and I feel like Chelsea just kind of adds in just that refreshing, like, hey, this is who I am. And
like, she was giving Craig good advice after she just hung out with Naomi, giving her good advice.
Yeah,
like,
right.
She's being both their friends.
Yeah. No. She seems like a cool girl. I love Cameron. I get why they're best friends.
Her Instagrams are so funny. Cameron.
Oh my gosh. She's my soul sister. I seriously, sometimes when she posts, I'm like, were you just in my brain? That's exactly what I was just thinking of. And I love that she puts it out there. Like I was saying earlier, just in today's world, there's just a lot of hate going on and she just doesn't care. She's like, this is who I am. If you don't like me, unfollow.
Yeah. She's like, I'm not going to breastfeed anymore. So go ahead and get your hate comments out now. Don't care.
Yeah.
Guess what? My baby's going to survive just fine on formula. Or she's like, no, I'm going to be buying Gerber in the jar.
I appreciate it. I mean, not that you have to do that with your child, but it is refreshing, because sometimes, especially as a mom, people tend to sugarcoat things and make it seem like their lives are perfect. So you kind of just wonder, oh my gosh, like, what am I doing wrong? So when you see her and like the one, she was just crying in the parking lot, and she's just like, I don't know why, I don't know what's going on, but I just needed a moment.
So they all, minus Cameron, have a slumber party, and then they go out to like some rooftop bar. And what do you think of the vibrator convo, and the fact that like Danny is still hooking up with her ex-fiance, which I thought they broke up because he cheated on her. Isn't that what we heard?
Idea. Yeah.
It's, if you guys don't remember, last summer Danny was about to get married, and then she broke up with her fiance and joined Stassi and Rachel, no Brian, on Stassi's trip to Mexico that was supposed to be for her and Patrick for their anniversary, but then Patrick bailed out and broke up with her. So Danny joined Stassi and Rachel midway through that trip because she was also going through a breakup, but now she's saying that they've been hooking up. So that's normal, I guess. I mean, you do that, but.
Well, here's my theory, is Danny is reminding me a lot of Brittany in this sense, where I wonder, by her saying that on air in front of the cameras, I don't know if her ex is with the guy that she was sleeping with or is in a different kind of relationship, but I don't know if she wanted to put that out there for that girl to hear.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where it reminds me of Brittany, where, you know, hearing that after she found out about the whole Faith situation, and then they're like having the best, or Jax is bragging that they're having the best sex of their relationship.
She's competing.
So it's a competition, and it's like, no, have some more. It just kills me.
I did kind of like, though, because Catherine kind of did the same thing when she told everyone that she and Thomas hooked up in New York
at the reunion,
and she said, and oh yeah, that was after he and Ashley started dating. I'm like,
yes. She's getting it right. No, I mean, and that's where I just kind of, that's how I feel about Danny. I mean, I'm not sure if that's what she was doing, but it just seemed a little fishy that she had to put that in there in front of cameras.
So they all say that they either have been hooking up with exes or hooking up with their vibrators, except for Naomi. It's just like, I don't have one of those, and I haven't had sex in 6 months. People are like,
maybe that's why she is the way she is. So wound tight. And
maybe
just,
you need to. Maybe you should hook up with Craig.
Release
or somebody.
Some steam. Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was really uncomfortable when Catherine said it right in front of the waiter. Like I mean, they were probably just trying to be playful. It was a girls' night out. I know sometimes like my friends and I have like that inappropriate conversation and the waiters are, you know, it's just funny, but,
yeah,
it was awkward to watch as a viewer because we weren't there.
Yeah. So the guys are out and blah, blah, blah. They're trying to hook Craig up and he's not into it, which again, we said, what guy, like dream guy. But then, you know, eventually then Craig and Naomi meet up and he says he'd love to get back together. She's like, I don't know. I need you to change. And he's like, well, I'm going to get a life coach. I'm going to be more productive. He's kind of like Sandoval, but slower, like Raquel. He's like, well, I'm getting a life coach. I'm going to be more productive. And she's like, well, why are you going to do that for the life coach? Why couldn't you just do it for me? And she's like, I'm not just going to get back together with you based on your word. It's like,
and who it like, this is my issue is when relationships are so unbalanced. Like, okay, you're not Jesus. Like, I don't understand why you're kind of coming at him. Like,
yeah,
he needs to be kissing your feet every second of the day. Okay. Jackson, Brittany, I understand he slept with another woman, but what did Craig do? Like when he, right. like he said, he's like, he's a lawyer. He passed the bar and successfully he bought a house. He restored it. Like,
yeah, he decided not to go to an office every day, which I guess is the only way in Naomi's eyes to be productive or a valuable member of society.
But also shows, what are you looking for in a man? Because you should be looking for someone you're compatible with and personality and someone that you get along with. So are you just looking for a doctor or like a meal ticket kind of thing?
Yeah.
You just want to be like a housewifey and kind of hang at home and drink Chardonnay at noon while your husband comes, which I do find it ironic now that she's dating a doctor.
She
did
is?
Did you see her latest post?
No.
She said, pray for him. And yeah, if you look on it, he's a doctor in Charleston, but.
Well, I hope Craig dates someone amazing.
All and right, I mean, Craig, maybe not.
Fine.
I don't wanna...
I'll try. Just, I'll give you one date. Fine.
Yeah, well, he's out in LA right now with Kristen and Katie bowling, so.
Okay, you guys, that was weird. We had a little microphone issue. There was like suddenly an echo for no apparent reason, but we're back. So, yeah, I mean, anyways, that's kind of when he says everything that he has done. And she's like, well, you need to get up in the morning and be a productive member of society. You're all talk, no action. She's just so bitchy here. And I don't know. She's like, you can't see what's wrong with you. And that's why we will never work. Like, yeah, you're right, actually, there.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, okay, she's irritating and probably driving a lot of people crazy. On Naomi's side of things, I will say it, props to her for putting all this out there. She's airing it all out. She doesn't care if she's looking crazy, even saying that she still tracks him.
Like, yeah.
So, I mean,
she's doing a little doty on him.
Right. Yeah, that's true. So she's owning it, and that's cool. I mean, I feel bad for cutting her down, but in a way, it's just, I'm feeling for Craig. And I just, yeah, it just seems negative, a lot of negative.
So they kind of end on that note, and he's like, well, I don't want anyone with all those negativity issues. So they start this last week's episode now, Thursdays, and it's with Craig meeting with his life coach, which, what do you think about, I mean, he was, the life coach was his Uber driver.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. So how successful is this life coach at achieving life goals and success if that's what he's looking to do and you're an Uber driver? I'm not saying you can't be a successful Uber driver, but I do know several Uber drivers and they don't make, you know, a lot of money. They like the flexibility or whatever, but I just thought, interesting.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about the life coach thing. I mean, I do. I get it. Some, you know, people need guidance or if they're feeling lost. I kind of just feel like with Craig, though, he just wants to be able to tell Naomi that he's seeing a life coach. I just don't quite understand why he's there. I mean, I guess if he still hadn't taken the bar and he was sleeping in and getting wasted all night, like that makes sense to me, but I just feel like he kind of got his shit together. So I don't quite understand.
I don't know. I feel like every Uber driver is like a life coach in their other career, and they drive Uber to make the bills, the ends meet, the bills pay. I don't know. So I really love Cameron's mom.
Yeah, she was great. She reminds me of like Helen Mirren. She's a badass. Yeah,
and she's like, oh, you know, picking out baby clothes, but that aren't appropriate, and she's like, Cam's getting all like freaked out about germs and stuff, and telling her doctor husband he needs to like drop his scrubs in the garage, and she's like, I know he's a doctor and he knows, but I just. Yeah, I'm going through it. So he needs to just do what I need him to do. But anyways, her mom's talking to Cameron, and Cameron reminds her how like she basically raised herself. She was doing laundry at age 7. Her mom accidentally dropped her on her head. And then her mom's like, well, that explains everything, darling.
Well, they just seem down to earth. I feel like, especially with reality TV now, it's hard to find those people that are just like, you feel like you could be sitting there talking to having a beer, you know? Yeah. And she does just seem now, really chill.
Did you read any pregnancy books? Because Cameron has not, which I think is a bold move. But I kind of like it because there was a time when people had babies and these books did not exist.
I did not.
Oh.
So I don't know if I'm going to
so you get are like
a
her.
Lot of crap for that. But I also was the last of my friends to really have kids.
Yeah.
You know, Ryan and I waited for a while. Just we wanted to like travel around, still do the happy hour scene and all that.
Yeah.
And then when we didn't have any more friends to join with us. So we're like, well, I guess now or never. but no. Yeah, no, I didn't. But I also had a good community where they could. You know, I was texting a lot of my friends like, oh my gosh, what do I do? This is happening.
I feel like it's like basic shit you don't know that it's like, how do you know, like you have to support their head, or how do you know, like you have to, I mean, I couldn't put that bottle together. Like this is, yeah. I still, well, tonight, I'm like, I can't get your kid out of the car seat. Like the kid wants to come to me. I'm good with the kid.
But I've also had those moments. But I can't get him out of the car seat. I totally agree. And it's so funny.
I couldn't
funny,
figure like, out a stroller. I'm like, I'll just carry her.
Yeah, the stroller actually, that I remember being at the pumpkin patch sitting there for like 20 minutes and everyone was staring at me like, wow. But no.
Shit's hard, man.
Yeah, true.
That's why I can't, yeah, I can only do a couple things. I can't do it all. I am not that woman that can bring home the bacon fried up in a pan and never ever make you forget you're a man. All right. Anyone, would you like to hear more of that commercial? All right, so we go to yet another beer garden for Schlepp and Austin, because that's what their professional career is, bar hopping during the day. Did you notice Shep was wearing a Venezuela shirt?
Oh, wasn't one of those girls from Venezuela?
No, Venezuela.
Oh, the whaler. I thought you said
you're
Venezuela.
Like, no, why do I care if he's wearing a Venezuela shirt?
I mean, but was I
did you notice he was someone, wearing a shirt that said Germany on it or Harvard?
Well, one of the girls on his show I thought was from South America, maybe Colombia or something. Yeah. I can't remember. But oh, you know what though? Actually, him wearing a whaler shirt makes total sense.
Yeah, he fits
it
right in there.
Complete fit. Yes.
So you guys, so in Venice Beach, California, you know, probably most of you have heard of it. It is, you know, the boardwalk, and it is the city of Peter Pan's. And I lived in Santa Monica, which bordered Venice, for 10 years. And let me just say that my friends up there, they are still there and they still live the same lifestyle, total Peter Pan, the girls and the boys. They could be old AF and they're still like
planning their Burning Man trips.
Yes, yes. Planning the Burning Man trips, the post Burning Man trips, which are the bigger thing now. It's like the post Coachella parties.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. So they all go to the Venezuela, which, you know, we've gone to more times than I can count. Shep became obsessed with it last year and was always going and was posting, hey guys, I'm going to be at the Venezuela.
Oh.
It's like, of course you are. And he fits in perfectly.
Yeah, no, that does make sense. That's so true.
It is the bar of Schlepp's. But go, because it's really fun.
No. Yeah. No, it is a fun, it's a great vibe and really fun, but I just feel like Shep is definitely the ultimate Peter Pan.
His name is Schlepp.
Or Schlepp.
Yeah, not
I
Shep.
Believe. I do feel like, yes, he is that typical kind of guy. And I just feel like that bar's also been around for a while, and now he's trying to be the cool kid on the block where he's like, oh, I'm hanging out on the west side.
Like he just discovered this cool bar from the 60s.
Yeah, it's like no, that's been, right. It just, I don't know.
Yeah. Go find your own Venezuela in Venezuela, Schlepp. So he says that all my friends are living like vicariously through me, bro. So like, I feel like I just need to keep living this lifestyle, you know, to help my bros out. It's like, shut up. And Austin's like, yeah, me too. He's like, you know, hooking up. And that's all we do is, you know, we don't have a chick more than 3 nights, let alone 3 months.
It's like, that's so gross. It upsets me too in a way that like women give that to them where they're like,
yeah,
these guys are sleazeballs. They're so gross. And they're not even not saying everything's about being attractive, but they pride themselves on just being these like George Clooney's. And it's just dumpy. Sitting there.
He's got the Schwartz dad bod. And like, who cares? We don't care about, but it's like, you can't be so cocky and then just, treat women like just like discardable, you know,
right.
Done with you, tissue, goodbye, you know, puff.
Right. Well, and it's frustrating just as a viewer, because, you know, I can't say this about Austin, but Schlepp, mm-hmm. I feel like would be kind of the Jax where, I mean, I remember being at Sir and he would not serve me at all. He wouldn't even come to my end of the bar to give me a drink when there's only two other people there. And it was like he was blatantly ignoring me.
Yeah, because that's what you're supposed to do to hot girls.
Oh, no. Oh, not at all saying that I'm hot. He was just being a dick. And I do kind of feel like Schlepp is probably that way where he's on a show now and he's probably getting girls that are coming up attractive and being like, can we get a picture?
Yeah.
And he's like, his ego's getting out of control. And it's just frustrating because you're like, you want to love the show and love the cast and be able to go up and talk to them. But then knowing if their heads get that much bigger, it's just, you're hesitant because you're like, well, he doesn't deserve it because he just seems like he doesn't probably treat.
No.
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh, but he thinks he treats everyone great because he never makes that commitment. Therefore, he never cheats. It's like, yeah, okay.
He's got it all figured
out. I like how,
too,
last year he had his little, like, Jax had his heart attack scare this year. Schlepp had his last year when he was all worried about his health. And yet every scene this season, like, one time he was getting, like, potato skins, then nachos, then queso. Oh, that chorizo queso fondue, like, in the skillet. Like, could you get any worse with, like, oil, grease, cheese? And now he's eating so Naomi comes and she's like, did you eat? And he's like, yeah, Chick-fil-A. Of course. Nice diet. And then, which is fine, but, you know, don't complain about, you know, your health.
I feel like it's a storyline thing, though.
Yeah.
It just kind of, for me, I think the whole thing's a little burnt out with, okay, we get it. He's a bachelor. He's got a trust fund. Like, he's living the life and just drinking all the time. And I just kind of feel like it's his way to stay relevant. I don't know how that makes you relevant, but I do think he's desperate to try to just be on the show as a character.
His storyline's played out. It's boring.
Right.
He used to, you know, the first season or two be the one like you look forward to seeing. And now it's like, oh.
Yeah, we've got him figured out now. It's just kind of like, all right, he does act like he has more depth to him than what I really think he does.
Now, did you notice after he said he had Chick-fil-A, Naomi went ahead and ordered popcorn gator?
Oh, I didn't.
Oh,
I did not catch that. You and Holly are so good at catching details.
From someone that has had gator, how do you feel about that? Would you have popcorn gator?
Well, that was out of desperation for...
So you guys, when we were in New Orleans one year and we go to this restaurant, Antoine's, it's been around since like 1850. And I know this waiter, he's an 8th generation waiter. He always like hooks us up with free stuff. He's just charming. But he thinks he's doing us a favor and he brings over gator stew and crawfish stew like on the house. Okay, I don't eat any of that. And even if I could pick out, it's like, I don't want the gator flavor in the broth. And
well, it was definitely like a very strong fishy taste, like very
swampy,
muddy,
swampy. So the problem is though, you can't put stew in a napkin. And I considered, I was eyeing that bathroom, like, can I take the bowl into my, into the, like, put it in my purse and put it, bring it into the bathroom?
But there were four of us thinking the same thing. And so it would also have been so...
this restaurant has, like, I mean, for any one table, I swear to God, they have like six butlers that are just standing That's over true. You. Anytime you like drop a breadcrumb, they're like, you know, I was like, so they would have watched us walk to the bathroom with our bowls of soup. It's just not the kind of place you do that.
And I felt
maybe
like,
I'd do it at Hooters, but not here.
Right. And yeah, we hadn't ordered them. He brought them out. So it was sweet on his part, but we were also just
so we didn't
want to
be rude
inside.
And like not have any of us try it. So Michaela just took one for the team and just started shoveling it in her mouth, like with her nose closed and just going, gloop, 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 gloop. And then like, she's like, next. And she like went through like three out of the four of the bowls. So at least just one of us were like, oh no, I ate earlier. I'm full. She's like, and we're like, oh, so it wasn't that bad. She's like, no, it's terrible. But
I must have had some alcohol before that, because that would have helped. Because otherwise, like... Oh,
yuck.
Gosh. But yeah, no, that's crazy. She ordered those popcorn gator.
So I'm assuming like popcorn chicken or popcorn shrimp.
Interesting. I would just imagine gator is like, I mean, this was chewy, liquefied. Gamey. So that was even worse. But I do. Yeah. I picture really chewy, like just tough. Yeah. And I mean, hey, yeah, maybe, you know, those Southerners are eating it and they're shouting through the speakers right now. No, it's delicious, but no, I'd imagine it would be really tough.
Well, we have some New Orleans listeners. Do you guys eat the gator?
Yeah, let us know on that Facebook group. That's
yeah,
because I mean, I've been dying to go. It's been forever, so I need a little getaway. Yeah, after you guys, this guy comes out.
I know a lot of you are in the Vanderpump Rules Party Facebook group. There's a spinoff offshoot of that called VPR Party Podcast Housewives Group, where we talk other stuff outside of VPR. We talk Housewives and Southern Charm. So, you know, if you're not into Vanderpump that much, but you like Housewives and Southern Charm, you can join that Facebook group, or you can join them both. But yeah, if you want to like really get into nitty gritty, we can chat there, and maybe I'll put up a poll. How many people like Gator?
Yeah, I mean, I think Gator'd that's awesome. Them. I think just you guys do such a good job with Vanderpump, and especially now with a lot of the cast tying into Southern Charm,
mm-hmm.
you guys are going to have a summer full of just, I don't know, good details.
Yeah. So the Naomi starts like ripping on Peyton to these guys, and...
she was doing that with everyone.
She's talking about, like, she's like, she had dark roots. It's like... Who the fuck is? She's like, her Instagram, it's so stupid. She's into dogs and her roots are all dark. Did you see that? It's like, oh my God.
Just petty, where it's kind of like, yeah. I mean, I felt like Lala, where it's like, let's all just get along.
Enough.
Band together. Pussies unite.
Pussy power.
Or whatever she says.
So Naomi wants to stalk Peyton and her family, Peyton's family, she says, and put a hex on them.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're saying Craig isn't mature?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And Craig needs a life coach.
Right? God.
Yeah, I did. I don't do well with girls like that in general. I'm like way more direct, where it's like, if you have an issue, just come right up to me. And I feel like Peyton was blindsided, where I think she came in like she was trying to be all nice. And all of a sudden, Naomi just went in.
Yeah.
You're a thirsty bitch. And it was just kind of like, oh, well, we're really going there right now. And this is... Peyton's party with Austin,
right?
So
you need to leave, and it's like, it's her party, why did you come?
Well, yeah, and that's what Austin kept saying, is why are you here if you're this like riled up and you've been talking all night to everyone?
Yeah. I don't know, the next couple scenes kind of boring. It's like Austin's parents' house, and they're again like, do something with your life. And then Craig's house, when the life coach is coming over, it's like his house is a disaster, and she's like, I really need to come so I can really get a picture of you. So like A-line Kate Gosselin comes in and she's like, I can really tell like you're a fast processor. You're smart. Like, of course you're going to say, she's like, being a fast processor means it's a nice sign of intelligence, but you're also cute and likable. And it's like, yeah. And he's going to keep paying you if you keep saying these things. So
right.
I see through you, lady. I'm sure he gave you a 5-star rating on that Uber.
Right. It reminded me of Sheena's wedding planner after finding him. What was it, Facebook or
Craigslist
something?
Or something.
Yeah. Right. where it's just kind of like, well, I don't know how legitimate this actually is. And I mean, hey, maybe she really truly is.
Make her start again.
Life coach. So I definitely don't want to bash her, but I do feel bad for the serious ones out there. It's probably sucks for them to watch someone like this.
And then what she ends up basically, like, she just gives him some compliments and then she's like, okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to have you practice you being positive and you creating a positive self-portrait of yourself. Okay, so you go ahead and do that. That'll be $300. Thank you. And let's meet again in 2 days. All right?
Oh, my gosh.
So over with Patricia, Thomas, Whitney. Patricia is talking in French, so then Thomas tries and he's like butchering French and Patricia calls it Pepe Le Pew French, Pepe Le Pew French. But she's like, marriage's great, but men just aren't marrying anymore. And Thomas is like, why buy the cow and the why buy the cow when the milk is free?
Which is so gross.
It's like, this that's a new one.
Mm. I thought he was on damage control alert, like, after. Right. I mean, obviously, he didn't do well with the election, or I don't even know if he ever got on the ballot, if he pulled out, or whatever happened. But
yeah, I think he got, like, 1%.
That should have been an indicator that, hey, you're not too popular.
Raise the roof.
Right. And that's every season that's been an issue is his wandering eye and his sleaziness. And is just like, even when in the first episode, when Ashley's like, what should I wear? And she walks out and he's all, like,
wear those hot pants. It's like, no, she should have worn the fucking dress.
Right. Well, yeah. And he just, the sounds he was making is just gross.
He talks about her and, like, I'm no fan of hers, but like, women in general, like, they are a lucky dog ready, like, that if he's gonna let them have his time, it's like, oh, what a lucky, like, she just cashed in. Like, he's like, you know, there's something that I'm just not quite sure about that I like her. Like, first of all, she's a northerner, she's a little too forward, you know, a woman should just be seen and not heard. Like, you speak when I speak to you, okay? He's definitely saying that. He's like,
what decade
she's
a
little too available, you know? She's lacking some subtlety. It's like
power of the takeaway. Oh, my God. We've been saying that all along.
Yeah.
Is that when the women come on strong, Sheena with Rob. I just feel like a lot of these guys love the chase, and as soon as the chase is over, they're over it.
Yeah. But he's like flat out admitting it. I mean, I guess I'll give him credit for being honest, because I guess Rob's wasn't like, oh, she came on too strong or too fast, too strong. Like, just say it, because we know that's what you're thinking.
Well, and he and Rob, my issue with him is, like, what you guys were saying is that he was too good for the show, but yet he wanted to be on the show. It's like, you're trying so hard and to make it seem
every
like
red
I'm
carpet.
This business guy, or I'm this, or I don't want to be a part of this. Like, this is below me. But it's like,
this
okay,
is
but here
baloney.
You are on the show. So what are you doing?
It's baloney. So, okay. So Pat agrees to meet Ashley for shopping, or like her own little finishing school. And Whitney says it's basically a lost cause because Ashley's just not Southern and she'll just never get it. So I really want to take this back. I used to say I always wanted a man from like the Carolinas and that old school Southern man. And I don't anymore. They've ruined it for me.
You know, and it sucks because it's like they could be that 1% where it's like they're just the sleazy guys on TV and unfortunately are giving them all. Because look at then like Cameron's husband.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got his shit together. He seems like that charming sweetheart, you know.
Yeah.
And entertains her sense of humor. And she hates to cook. I mean, obviously he's not like, get in the kitchen, make me a sandwich.
Right.
Because she doesn't.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and he seems like the most successful one out of any of them, and he's not even on the show. So, I see what you mean, though. I do get the whole when the girls were talking about the good old boys club.
Yeah.
And just that traditional. I don't know how well I would do with that, but. I also, though, I love the way they speak, especially in the Carolinas. It's just so charming, but there is something about, especially Thomas's voice. It's
too slow. It's like Raquel. It's like the male Raquel. It's like, you know, Catherine has had my baby. She's the mother of my children. And I can kind of hear Raquel like, you know, James and I, he's that's the baby daddy.
Very similar where you're like, hurry up. I don't have that much time.
But
like,
I don't mind her. I mind him. All right. So we're getting closer here. They're talking about the party. What the ugliest shirt? Oh, they go to the Milk Bar nail salon, Cameron and Naomi. What the hell was Naomi wearing?
She looked like a peacock or an avatar, kind of Peyton-esque.
It was like a bad cheerleader costume with like royal blue and mustard yellow fringe, like so I got random. Like
parrot or exotic bird, but yeah,
it was ridiculous.
Yeah,
it wasn't cute. Sure. It wasn't. It was stupid.
Right.
I mean, even for a cheerleader costume.
But it probably cost $300, so someone out ridiculous. There will recognize it. And
did she get it in France or in France? Because she says France, but then she says La Croix.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways, pick a country, girl. So, party scene on the... Okay, so they go to the party. We go to the party. I like the location. It looks cool. It's like on a dock and it's kind of like piratey.
Yeah, perfect for Halloween.
Yeah, I thought it was a cool location. Peyton's in a weird green unicorn avatar-y kind of outfit.
I thought she was an avatar. I had no idea. When she said unicorn, I was like, where did the blue face? I don't know.
I was confused, but I am a little impressed that she didn't dress like Halloween Hoochie.
That's true. Well, I mean, I mean, her boot, she still had that fishnet thing over like her mesh. Bra.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, but still, I get it. Yeah.
But like, it wasn't like her butt, like she had green hair.
Right.
And a green face. Yeah, right. You look like the,
get you my like pity. Cat ears. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, Thomas is shaving his eyebrows and kissing himself
what
in the
was
mirror.
That?
Did you see him kiss himself?
I didn't see the kissing part.
He was like this, and then he goes.
The eyebrows, that actually made me sick. Like it did. I try not to even think about it.
So Craig, on another parallel to Sandoval, he really kind of like, he commits to a costume as well. Yeah. So I feel like they're like the soul brothers. They kind of look alike a little bit too.
They actually do remind me a lot of each
other. They talk alike. They both have like high aspirations, but haven't quite like figured out the steps to get there.
I do feel like they're both like emotional.
Right. They're like the chicks in the relationship.
Right.
And they're with, good point. Okay. My favorite part was when Naomi is like, do you know how I am? And Catherine's like, Kris Jenner?
Oh my gosh. Well, I also maybe have seen Pulp Fiction once, so don't hate on me. So I had no idea who she was. I was just trying to figure out. I'm like, what? And the Kris Jenner comment,
died
because I'm like, that's who she is. And then when she made the whole
Mia Wallace.
The face.
She does, because the one thing about Naomi with her old nose, she looks very much like Uma Thurman. I think she's more attractive than Uma Thurman, but Uma Thurman played Mia Wallace.
Yeah.
So she did look just like Mia Wallace, but it's such an old reference that a lot of people, like Catherine's not going to get that. Catherine's very young.
She's
like 25.
Gosh, I always forget she is that young.
So she wasn't even alive when that movie came out, probably.
That's
or
so
she was a baby.
True, because in that first season, wasn't she only like, she wasn't even 21 yet?
Right.
Or she was
so just turned
young.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, and Thomas is in his
50s,
but I love
she's Kris Jenner. Yeah, he's like 56 or 7.
Ew, that could have been his daughter. Okay, yeah. But you know, not 8. Hey, that's whatever works. But anyways, well, obviously she did that costume because people tell her that a lot. So, because I mean, how else would you think, oh, I want to be this for Halloween? Like that isn't I don't know.
She looks like her, and that's it. I'm sure she gets that celebrity, like, you look like this person kind of all the time. And then Chelsea, what was she like, Avril Lavigne or something, like Skater Girl?
I don't know, but Austin was digging it. I mean, he saw her right before she even got up on the dock. He was looking at her like, damn.
Yeah. I can play that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved that randomly Fred and Wilma showed up. Did you notice that?
I
was like, who are they? I want to be their friend.
They had quite a few people there. You know how sometimes, like with these parties on these shows, it just seems like it's a random group. But this one actually seemed like it was a legit party.
Yeah. So Naomi and Catherine are kind of like, you know, being catty and talking about ripping on Peyton, saying they can't tell if she's cute or not, but she doesn't look like a unicorn, which is true. Then they start ripping on her, saying like her life's dream is to work in a dog boutique. So then we kind of, we might as well go into that now when Naomi starts talking. I mean, Craig introduces Naomi to Peyton, and she just was not nice. And she's like,
she wasn't, you could tell she was just,
she's like, why are you here? And I'd be like, bitch, why are you here? It's my party.
Right. Well, that's just it. Is it drives me insane. It's like every other word was thirsty.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, just say something else, please. Just, I don't like, care what it is.
I moved
is,
here. Something else. She's from somewhere close in Georgia.
Yeah.
She's like, I moved here, and then when I came here, I loved Charleston, and I can see why. It looks like a place I would love too.
Beautiful.
And if she wants to get back to the South, and also, yeah, get on a TV show. She's like, well, I fell in love with it. She's like, oh, really? You came here because of the lucrative dog boutique scene here? Like, just being a bitch.
Well, and my biggest thing, too, was when Naomi threw in the 8 years thing, It was kind of like, okay, well then what were you doing for the first part of all these shows? And then now all of a sudden you start dating Craig, and right when you start dating Craig, you became a part of the show.
Right.
And I don't know. I guess that I wasn't thirsty. Quite getting her argument. I felt like it was almost reverse effect. Like it was putting the spotlight on her wherever it was, just kind of like, hi, pot meets kettle.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was pretty awful. And she's just like, yeah, you're thirsty. I don't support you.
She wanted to hate Peyton. She didn't even give her a chance. She didn't let her explain. I felt like she was already made up, like, her mind. She went in there and wanted to do
it. She's like, you got shot down by Shep. So then you tried, shooting darts at Craig and that didn't work. So now you're just like shooting darts in the dark and you hit Austin. It's like, that's not even what happened.
Well, and also, was that not awkward when she was talking about that with Catherine?
Yeah. Because
if we haven't forgotten, she, you know, Craig was interested in her. She slept with Shep, was with Whitney, went to Thomas, and she's also besties with Craig. So when she was talking to Catherine about that, I was a little bit like, this is, it was how is like she going to take it?
When, who was it? Like Kyle and Dorit on Beverly Hills, when they were talking about these old men that go with young girls.
Oh my gosh.
Erica Jane was like, that's me.
Yes. It was Lisa Rinna and Kyle Richards. That's right. And then Erica. Yeah, exactly. She's like, that's my life.
So then Peyton's like, oh, well, because I'm not from here, you think you're better than me because you're from here. And Naomi straight up says, yes, I am better than you. Okay. That sounded a lot like Stassi. And they do hang out a lot. So sounds like a little coaching involved there, if you ask me. But yeah, she's like, yeah, I am better than you. You're so thirsty, I can't even. You're going through every guy you can, and everybody knows it. And Peyton's just kind of like, wow, you're like a middle schooler.
And I get why she walked away and it was emotional. Because, I mean, at that point, you're just talking to a cement wall.
And like, then
you're not going to get your side in because she's just not listening.
That was the best thing she could have done. It made her look so much better.
Right.
And then Naomi's still harping on it to everyone. She's like, that girl needs some water. It's like, shut up.
Oh gosh, enough. I'm so I can't take the
so
the
I'd AF love,
for the thirsty.
No.
How I feel about AF, but it's
I
just
hate
like over
catchphrases,
you know,
and words that are overused. Like,
yeah, or maybe too. I just like, for me, I in my little bubble, if I spoke that way, people would be like, what the hell are you talking about? Because I feel like I hang out with, like, we're all just grandmas. But whereas, like, yeah, if I hear, like, you and
she's
Holly
not even 30,
say
by
it,
the way, people.
But I mean, I feel like with you and Holly, when you guys say it, like, it.
Well, we're
it
saying
just
it to
fits.
Mock someone.
Okay, no, that's true.
I don't say it in a real.
But I don't think of it as, like, oh, you guys sound like idiots. But with Naomi, I just felt like Danny and her had already said it several times this season. So when she came in, and it was just kind of, yeah.
Well, Danny and Naomi have become best friends with the Weeches of WeHo the past year. So, you know, you are who you hang around with.
Yeah, well, and who knows now if Kristen and Katie are bowling with Craig. Maybe that is the forbidden crossover.
Yeah, so Michaela saw their IG stories. I haven't looked. We've been in Big Bear all day. We're still here. And podcasting from you know where. More on that later. So she was watching their IG stories, and Kristen and Katie are hanging out with Craig, not Naomi. And it's, you said they captioned it forbidden crossover.
Yeah, they all, Kristen's, it was a hashtag, Craig's it was, and then Katie too.
Huh.
So I'm not sure what that was about. And then Stassi had commented on one of them saying, like, you know, FOMO or something. And I feel like they're probably all still friends, but I just wasn't sure, like, why do they keep saying the forbidden crossover? I don't know what that means.
Trying to drum up some drama to, like, boost everybody's ratings.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
Stay relevant, too, because their show's ended. Now, like, Southern Charm is getting going.
Yeah.
Kind of like, hey, we're, yeah, I don't, yeah, I don't know.
So it basically ends, and Austin chases after Naomi, and this is where I really liked Austin. He's like, look, she's just insecure and threatened. And I was like, yes. So I thought that was cool.
And he also called Naomi out. I hate it when they play both sides of the fence, but at least, like, when you're honest and direct, like, I don't know. Then, yeah. You got my respect. But I also understand that, yeah, this is a business. This is a reality show. They got to drum up some drama. And, it would be tough. I know you and Holly have also talked about, like, if you could hang out with people outside of the show, who would it be? And it is hard because I kind of look at all of them and I'm like, man, I feel like I would have anxiety all the time around these people. No wonder they're on, like, Xanax and taking all sorts of stuff just because it is, like,
high school. What are they going to say about me? Or, oh, my gosh, I have to compete with them. Like,
you go for a trip and you come back and everyone hates you. Yeah, it is.
There was a show, I know it was before your time, called Ally McBeal. Robert Downey Jr. was on it for a while, though. I know who he is.
The show, The Dancing Baby.
Yeah, The Dancing Baby show. So Courtney Thorne Smith, who is already real thin, you know her from, like, that show with Jim Belushi, the TV show.
I don't know who Jim Belushi is.
You've seen the show. It's like Bob, something about Bob or something.
Oh. No.
Anyways, yeah, whatever.
Something about Bob.
Well, she was on Melrose Place.
Yeah.
That's Allison. Billy and Allison. Okay. Anyways, moving on. You guys know who Courtney Thorne Smith is, Allison from Melrose Place. You guys know she is real thin. But because she was on Ally McBeal with Calista Flockhart, who was like a natural, like, waif, like Christina Kelly, Kate Moss, she, like, Heather Locklear. So she felt like she had to, like, step up her game, and they, like, she became basically anorexic trying to keep up with Ally McBeal.
Oh, that's sad.
So anyways, I feel like that's how it would be. Hanging around with the Southern Charm girls or the Witches of WeHo is like, it would be a lot of, like, physical, like, maintenance.
Oh, not even the Witches.
Like, I'm like, oh my God, I have to lose weight because I can't stand next to them.
I completely see why Sheena and Lala's relationship is always such a roller coaster because they compete. They're like the attention. I mean, look at Lala. She was, like, up there and, like, it was all about her, and Sheena's bringing it back to herself, like, well, I'm ready, like, good as gold, and, like, it makes me want to get up there. It's like, just let the chick have her moment, like, come
good
on,
as golder,
just let her, right. And that's where I see is just
or I think the Watch What Crappens guy said gooder and golder or something like that. Oh, part two, gooder and golder.
With all these guys, it definitely is. You could tell it would just be a stressful crowd just with Southern Charm, with any of them. It's just constant, but I mean, yeah, I suppose they have a limited time to make that happen, and no, I get it, but
cool. Well, you guys, we are gonna stop it here because it's an hour. We'll do a separate New York at some point in life, but we are in Big Bear, and we want to do a Big Bear podcast, as we talked about. But you guys, check out social media. We've been posting a lot of reenactments of VPR's Big Bear scene. So check Twitter, check Instagram.
They're so hilarious.
Twitter's VPR Party Podcast, Instagram, Vanderpump Rules Party, Facebook group, Vanderpump Rules Party. We're posting videos, memes, live footage, live photographs.
We got to get the cast to see them.
We're in the house. So
I want Jax to see it.
Yeah, I had to ask someone else to tweet him for reasons we shan't get into. But anyways, all right. I know this was a little different format and different people, but I know none of you like Holly anyways. So just kidding.
Yeah, right.
She's standing right here eating a red vine.
Well, thanks for having me on. I know it was a little unexpected, so hopefully I didn't bore you guys to death. But Holly will be back. Don't worry.
cool. All right. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.